On our program today, we're visiting with our Boone County recorder, Aaron Canfield, who joins us to talk about a few different things that have been showing up. Aaron, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Jim.
Let's talk a little bit about, first of all of what, almost five full months there?
Yeah, we're getting there.
How have things been going?
It goes really fast. Things are going really well. We had, I hired and promoted a deputy, which is Christina Green. She spent almost 5 years in the assessor's office. Mm-hmm. And then the clerk that was there before, she went down to the assessor's office. So I hired another gal. She's been there a month today. So things are going really well. We're all still really new, but I think we're doing pretty good.
Well, you had been in there at office for a while, so you knew. We know what needs to be done. It's
right.
Just a matter of getting everything working together.
Yep, and I think it's going really well.
So one of the things that we did want to talk about, because this came up recently, or it's showing up here in the state, and it was the recorder in Webster County that had come. Someone actually came to him and said,
right,
what is this thing here? And it was a county deed records. What? So it is, obviously, it sounds a little, well, you never know.
Right.
People don't know. When they see it, they go, oh, well, this is interesting. Okay.
Right. And it acts like it's insurance for your deed. And you don't need insurance for your deed. Once your deed is filed and recorded, it's there forever. The main thing with this is if you get something in the mail that looks funny or asks for money or asks you to call somewhere or go online to some website, don't do that. If you have any questions about that, you can always call us. You can email us. You can bring it into us. We're more than willing to look at whatever it is that you got. And most times, 9 times out of 10, it's not real. It's not something that it needs to be done.
So, folks, and my guess is because they just sort of bulk mail all this stuff out.
Right.
And I'm guessing they probably target more elderly than anything.
I would think so. The person that brought it into Webster County wasn't, had owned their house for a very long time.
And relatively new.
Well, they'd owned their house. They'd owned their house for a very long time. Like, you know, mortgages are paid off and we're getting to the point where we might sell to buy something smaller, but it wasn't anything that was expected.
Mm-hmm.
So it just randomly came in the mail one day, and luckily they brought it into the recorder. This isn't the only one that the Recorders Association has seen statewide.
Yeah.
So it is happening in more places, but Webster County and Fort Dodge is really close to us.
Mm-hmm.
So that tells me that if they're that close, we may be next.
Or we've had people that have gotten it and just go, no,
yeah.
You know, or they recognize that it's not. But
right.
These are things that happen and it's, again, more than once. This just happens to be this particular kind of...
Right. And there's... So Iowa has a system where one of a few states, Iowa and Oklahoma, are the only two states that require abstracts, and then certain pieces of the Dakotas, North and South Dakota.
Mm-hmm.
Abstracts keep you more protected because before you sell a home, you have to have your abstract updated.
Mm-hmm.
When you buy a home, you should get your abstract. A lot of states have real estate transfers that are more like car titles. So it's one-page document, and on the back, if you're selling your house, you sign it. And the person that buys it signs it, and that's it. And so we have a little bit more of a secure process, and we also require that all real estate documents that come in are notarized, which the notary then becomes responsible for verifying the identity of the seller. So that's two ways that, like, the state of Iowa protects you. County recorders look at everything that's filed in our office.
Yeah. I was going to say, I know where my abstract is.
Yes.
It's stashed.
Yes. You should have it in a safe place because they're super expensive usually to replace when you lose them or they're damaged or something like that.
So, but this is, again, something that just shows up randomly in the mail.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd just seen it, like you said, basically it was brought to the attention of the Recorders Association, because you guys all talk.
Right.
By the recorder from Webster County.
Yes.
So, unfortunately, someone came in.
Yes.
Don't
always come in and ask questions.
Yeah. And it's not new that, again, really it's something that affects your office, because we saw even before, like within the past year, what they were trying to get some veterans. Sign on, get our veterans.
Yes.
Get your veterans records for
us. And we've had it the same with veterans records, which are DD-214s, which are recorded in our office. If there's a veteran out there that doesn't have their DD-214 recorded in our office, they can bring it in. We record it for free. That veteran is always entitled to certified copies for free forever. So there's no fee for that. It takes about 5 minutes to get it in, but don't pay anybody to do it for you.
So if someone says, sign up on our website and we'll get that for you.
Yeah, no, don't do that. And then we also had, when I first started in the recorder's office, way back in the olden days before I was the recorder, where people were going online and paying $40, $50 for what they thought was their birth certificate, and it ended up being a blank application. Yeah. Those applications are available for free in our office. We'll help you complete them, and we can actually print most records.
Anytime you need something like that, the official document.
Yes.
And don't settle just for the hospital thing.
It's right. Just, no, those don't work.
But again, a perfect example would be in the office next to you over there where they're doing passports. A lot of times you have to have that.
Yeah, you have to have the certified copies for passports. And we have birth records for Boone County as long as in the 70s, yeah, there was a period of time that if your mother was unwed or if it was a single parent birth, we don't have those records. But otherwise, we have all Boone County birth records. We have divorce and marriage records back to 1954. Or not divorce, death mm-hmm. and marriage records, mm-hmm. I'm sorry, back to 1954 statewide. And then 1986 to current, we have statewide birth records.
Okay.
So even if you were born in the 90s back over in Story County, we can get that.
Okay. I was going to say, that's one of the reasons why passports left the recorder's office
yes.
and went over there, because you do have access to those documents. And they said, we need to have some separation.
Yep. And there are offices that do birth mm-hmm. certificates, marriage certificates, and they do passports. There are certain recorder's office. And that's because the person that does the passport can't issue vital records.
Sure.
And our office is so small. We only have 3 employees.
Yep.
To take one person out of being able to do vital records would really handicap the office.
So we really
appreciate planning and development and their ability to issue passports.
So these are some of the things. Now, does the recorder's office, when you have to contact somebody for some reason or other, is there a process you go through, or very seldom do you reach out to people, I guess?
So with real estate recordings, a preparer's mm-hmm. phone number is required on all documents. That's usually an attorney.
Mm-hmm.
So we call them frequently if we have questions or if we have
so
issues with
their
documents.
So it's usually through channels.
Yes. If you apply to get married, we do ask for a phone number just in case we have an issue processing your application. Your vitals applications have a phone number. A lot of that's for state auditing purposes. So if the mm-hmm. state comes in and they say, well, we're going to pick 10 of your last applications and call them and make sure it was really them.
Yeah.
But we will call if we have questions, if we have a way to do that.
Mm-hmm. So again, we're not going to be sending you
no.
documents or saying, yeah, do this and do that.
No, if we send anything in the mail, it's recorded documents yeah. or something that you've requested.
Yep. And that's the big thing, too. It would be a formal request from an individual. That's the only time you'd see something that says Boone County Recorder showing
right.
up in the mail.
Right. It'll be if you pay off your mortgage and the mortgage company says to mail the release back to you, we do that. But otherwise, we don't solicit you to pay anything. If you need something, you have to come into the office or call or email or get a hold of us personally rather than just a random mailer out to everybody.
That'd be like getting my boat license and stuff
right.
like that. People have to come in. Can they do that online, though? Or
there's certain things that you can do online with the Go Outdoors apps.
Yeah.
You can renew your boat in any county.
Okay.
So we have some people who keep their boats in other counties,
sure.
and it would be more convenient for them to register it there, and that they can renew those there.
Yeah.
Anytime you're titling anything, though, like if you buy a new boat,
yeah.
you have to come into our office, the office where you live.
Come in and do it. It's easy enough. You can get there. It's not that hard. So the big thing, like on the scam issues here, and we'll get some information posted online in case people run across these, but this is one of those where somebody says, we can make some money
mm-hmm.
if we get people to fall for this.
Right.
And obviously, they do get people to fall for it, or they wouldn't keep sending them out.
Right. And it's a small amount of money. Not entirely small. It's $199 is what this one says. And it says, please call immediately. This is a final attempt. And it's scary.
Oh, sure. When you see that.
When you yeah. see that, you're like, oh, man, I'm going to be in big trouble if I don't do this. No, no, you're really not. If you do it, you're going to be out $199, and there's nothing yeah. that we can do for
yeah.
you.
After that, it's out of our hands.
Yes.
But, again, with these kinds of things, like so many things, if somebody gets something, don't be afraid to go ask.
Absolutely not. Like, we have an incredible resource at our courthouse. You can do so many different things there. And the people there are amazing. I've worked with a lot of them. You know, spending a year and a half in the treasurer's office, those people that are down there are amazing. And they're willing to answer questions. And if they don't know, they'll find out. And we do offer a lot of services. So, you know, your car title, your property taxes, your driver's license, your passport, your birth certificate, your vote tags, all those things are done in the courthouse. You can vote during elections in the courthouse. Like everything is right there in that building, and it's so nice. And people that move here are just amazed at all the services we offer in that one building.
They come in there. Actually, we get people from other counties come here to use some of our services because it's more convenient for
them. It's easier, and a lot of times, like especially in our office, if somebody comes in with needing a birth certificate or something, they're in and out the door in like 10 minutes.
One of the things that way back when, not that far long ago, was about some of the updating of your records, because you have a lot of older records. And
we do.
And I know you get people that do a lot of genealogy type things and stuff too. And so you got to be a little careful with what they get access to.
So all of our birth, death, and marriage records that we have in our office are available to the public for viewing anytime that we're open. So we're open 8 to 4:30 Monday through Friday. They can come look through the books. And if they want copies for a plain paper copy, it says not for legal purposes, it's $5. Real estate documents are also what we have in books is available. You can come and look at it. We don't personally do the research for you to find what you're looking for. We can't. But if you provide us with a book and page, we can help you find that. All of our deed records and the miscellaneous records are now available online through the county website.
Okay,
so those are books that aren't, or documents that are not on Iowa Land Records. You just go to the recorder page, click on archive books, and all of our deed miscellaneous and all of our index books are on there. So if you're trying to do, a lot of people do century farms.
Sure.
And they're trying to find everything backwards. All that stuff is available online. If you call us and ask for it, we have to charge you for it.
Yeah.
But if you go online, then you can get it for free.
If you run into trouble, you might have, might have to get a little help.
Yeah, that was one of the projects of the last two recorders was getting those books scanned and digitized and online. And we have one more phase of our project, which is going to be plat books. And that should be completed, hopefully, by the end of this summer. And I think that will help a lot of people because we had a lot of requests for plats.
Well, that I can believe, yes. Yeah. So, once again, Erin Canfield is the Boone County Recorder. We're visiting with her and basically kind of started with the scam letter called County Deed Records. And it showed up in Webster County. And you guys had an opportunity. Well, the word spread quickly, I'm guessing, among recorders.
Yes.
Are you seeing these in your county? What do you do? Get the word out. That's the big thing, is just let people know that this is happening and don't fall for it.
Right. The more information we can give people, the better off we are. And absolutely, if you get something like that, call us, email us, stop in. We can look at what you've got and tell you what we believe it is. Because it's not something that's coming from the county recorder, myself or any other county recorder.
So big reminders, do not pay.
Right.
Do not call if they give you a number to call, because then they're going to start talking to you.
Yes.
Try to trick you. Websites, pay attention to if they, again, if it's not like a government county website.
Right.
Again,
don't click on those things.
Don't go there. Don't go there. And once again, just pay attention that don't send back the mail with any kind of pertinent information that you don't want out there.
Right.
Or
and
shouldn't be out there.
Definitely don't pay money for it.
Don't pay.
No.
Always, I mean, that's why the office is there. Come and ask.
Absolutely.
Because we'll, if it is something important that you do need to take care of, we can let you know. But more often than not, if it's got to do with their deed or anything like that, they've got legal counsel or they've had an attorney help them with something. And so you've got your own loop.
Yep.
And I'm guessing farmland is a whole nother thing.
It is. But we get people that call and they say, hey, I heard this on the radio. Somebody's going to steal my house. And, you know, that doesn't happen a lot here because we do require abstracts. We require notarization. It's not something that we've seen at all. They get that more in car titles. Like deed fraud is somebody like actually transferring your house to themselves.
Yeah.
And in Iowa, that doesn't really happen.
It'd have to be real good forgers.
With the abstracts and the notarization requirement, yeah. It doesn't happen as much, but there's a lot of those scare commercials mm-hmm. and ads on the radios and stuff like that, or it happens in other states and you hear about it. It doesn't really happen a lot here, but if you have questions,
always
come ask us. We can definitely look and...
And you could always make a call to the office, the recorder's
Absolutely.
Office, and say, I got this.
Or
can
I heard
I come
this.
In?
Yeah.
Or I heard this. Is this something I need to be concerned about?
And usually we'll tell you, we can't see what you're seeing over the phone, but if you bring it into us, we'll look at it and tell you what we think about it. But we're not sending out solicitations or anything like that.
Yeah, so. Well, no, I knew you weren't. It was just one of those things. But it shows up. People, they get it in the mail, and it's always something new and innovative that seems
right.
to show up. And you know, if they can get some people to fall for it,
right.
they're successful.
Yeah.
And that's what they do.
So just don't fall for those things, and always ask. If you can't make it to us, call us, email us, talk to your attorney. You know, do those things to protect yourself.
Erin Canfield, our Boone County Recorder, has been a guest on our program today. Thanks for letting us have the updated information on this. And hopefully anybody who got one in the mail said, no, I just got rid of
so.
Stuff like that. But every once in a while, you know, somebody will fall for it or they wouldn't
Unfortunately.
Try. Erin Canfield has been our guest today. Thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks, Jim.